hours, high 92.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 2 of the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Davis. And yes, this is an interactive call-in show. We'd love your thoughts, opinions, comments, insults, whatever it may be. We just want the attention. 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. You can email the show at tdmeansbiz@gmail.com. And if you want to listen, you can download the WBOB app and listen to us anywhere you'd like on your phone or any other device. And you can follow us on Twitter at TD Means Biz, and we're on Facebook. So now that I went through all that contact information, it's time to get down to business. And in the studio with me today is Sean Suarez, financial advisor at Meinrod and Leaper Wealth Management of Raymond James. He's going to ride shotgun with me. Sean, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's great being here. Look forward to it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about the market, what the economy's doing at the after the bottom of the hour. And Sean's going to give us some advice and some timely information. But in the meantime, Sean, you know, we're going through some heavy times here in America. And March brought us the China virus. And if it wasn't for just kind of all the images, the fear, the despair, the nervousness, you know, the uncertainty, you know, I mean, you really didn't know what was going on. We're getting different information, it seemed like, every week. You know, and then as it turns out now, you know, the World Health Organization today comes out and says asymptomatic transmission is a very low probability of even getting the disease, which it was the reason I thought we all had to be confined to our homes.
Exactly.
For 2 months. And so now that's a fallacy. What did they say?
They said it was a misunderstanding, the quote.
A misunderstanding of the data. Right. So, you know, and as a business owner, I can tell you, you know, March and April, they've been heavy, you know, and then now we're moving into this other situation and the images that we see of the George Floyd death and then, of course, all of the protesting that has turned into racial divide, rioting, looting, and destruction, and now calls to defund the police. I mean, it's been rough. It's been a rough 2020.
It has.
And, you know, I kind of talked to some folks, and to me, this kind of reminds me, I don't know about you, but it reminds me of kind of the feelings that I felt after 9/11.
Exactly.
You know, you can't. You couldn't get away from the images, you know, it was on, and social media wasn't even as prevalent back then. And by the way, if you're out there going, you know what, it has been heavy. The first bit of advice, get off Twitter.
Exactly.
Get off social media. Yep. I'm telling you what, if I read one more Facebook post from, you know, you're not going to influence anybody on Facebook. Okay. Yeah. The people that are going to align with you are going to align with you. The people that are going to disagree with you are always going to disagree with you. It's just so divisive, you know, and Twitter is just horrible. But anyways.
Seems like it's a never-ending attempt to change people's minds, but people's minds just aren't changed. They're just inflamed.
No. And so, you know, going back to 9/11, you couldn't get away from the images. You know, you couldn't get away from the news, and you couldn't get away from just all the stories and the gut-wrenching, you know, things that were going on. But we had one thing. You know, we had one thing back then that we don't have now. Now it's coming, but we had sports.
Yeah.
And sports is a huge fabric, you know, of the tapestry of our society. Yep. And we haven't had that, you know. And so now we got a lot of things going on where the sports are starting to come back. We don't know what they're going to look like. And then now the NFL's in the news for some things. And if you call in right now, I want to hear if we had a game, and I'm going to ask you this, Sean, if right now, and I know you're a big Gators fan, 100,000 people at the Swamp on any given Saturday.
Exactly.
And I'm asking you out there, call in 831-0600. If the Gators had a game, and insert favorite team here, had a game this weekend, would you go out at full capacity? Now, the Jags are a little bit different. It's not going to be full capacity. They're always going to be at 50%. But would you go to the Swamp knowing there's going to be 100,000 people there with your kids?
Absolutely. Now, I would take my kids. Now, I wouldn't take my parents. I wouldn't take my uncles, my aunts, who are in their 60s, 70s, in that vulnerable population. So absolutely 100%. Just like I'm ready to send my kids to camp, to sports, to church, to school, please,
yeah, no kidding.
But absolutely, 100%. And, if they force you to wear a mask, they force you to wear a mask. But I tell you what, you go back, you said 9/11, and it kind of reminds you that. These pictures remind you that. But I tell you what's missing from that time is the unity that this country had at that time. We were unified. You went out in the streets, you talked to people you never talked to. Mm-hmm. It unified us. That's what sports, I think, can do right now, is bring that unity that's not existent right now. There's so much separation and identities and groups, and it's just, we need something to unify us. And I think sports, like you said, it's that fabric that can just, can do the unifying that I think maybe nothing else can. So,
well, I think you're absolutely right. It's not going to be Hollywood. No. Hollywood's not going to bring us together. And you know what? If I had to give or take one, Hollywood can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Bring us our sports back. I mean, everybody remembers when George W. Bush threw out that first pitch, when Yankee Stadium, when we came back from 9/11. And I just got a little chills just talking about that. But and that's what we need right now. Now, the question is, and you brought it up, yourself. We need to go out, and we need sports to come up, back. We need our kids to play soccer. I mean, because that's community, and that's what we need right now, is that community. But what's it going to look like?
Right.
And are they going to make us wear masks? I mean, if you had to go to the Swamp on a Saturday, 100 degrees, the heat index is probably over 100 degrees. Everybody's wearing masks. Well,
I think that's more of a danger than it is a good, right, at that point. I mean, you're sitting next to the folks anyways. All a mask is going to do is allow you to overheat. I mean, those games are already hot anyways. I think that would be silly. I just think, if we're going to stadiums and filling them out at full capacity, just forget about the mask. I mean, just really, it's not going to help. You're just going to get hot. You might have a higher chance of heat exhaustion, more medical complications than catching a virus. I mean, at some point, we just got to be willing to take risks.
You know what? You know what I mean? And if you're scared, stay home.
Yeah.
If you're scared, stay home. I mean, I think a lot of people right now, and I think people have gravitated from being scared to, okay, I'm ready. Okay. And there's still a lot of people that are scared to go out. I don't know them. I don't know of any, but I listened to the radio. I've had somebody call in, and I just can't, for those people, and you mentioned it, your parents, people that are immune, they have issues with the immunity system, their systems. Yeah, stay home. Absolutely. And that's the way it should have been all this
along.
Time.
Exactly.
Again, why are we shutting down this economy to end up nowhere? Because, again, we're getting all this new information. Masks don't work, and asymptomatic transmission is as a low percentage. And so what did we do all this for nothing? Millions of people lose their jobs for nothing? So I don't know, but I want to dive into the sports a little bit more and talk a little bit about, kind of what we're looking at, what's the NCAA going to do? Talk a little bit about the NFL. I know the NFL is near and dear to everybody's heart here in Jacksonville. So, there's quite a bit to talk about the NFL. What are we going to have full stadiums? They say we are. And now you have this Vic Fangio, Drew Brees incident. You have all kinds of things going on. So coming up after the break, we'll dive into this a little bit more. And
yeah, look forward to it.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to social distance in the pool.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, this is the Tony D Means Business Show. Give us a call, 831-0600.
More coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Oh. What the?
Granite Transformations can design the kitchen of your dreams that installs right over your existing countertops. No mess, just the thrill of a beautiful new kitchen, all backed by a lifetime warranty. Get the beautiful look of granite or quartz. Call today for a free consultation, 904-213-7878, or visit granitetransformations.com. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
People tend to invest in what's important to them. So if health and fitness are important to you, then Fit 20 is for you. Fit 20 is an intensive personal training program that's all about seeing incredible results that last. You only come in once a week for 20 minutes, and a personal trainer guides you every step of the way. Fit 20 is innovative and unique, and they're looking for people who want less exposure and better results. Fit 20 is new to Jacksonville, but originated in the Netherlands and has over 17,000 members worldwide. Fit 20 is based on science and is a training system that is proven to produce results. Studios open in Tapestry Park in Jacks Beach. If you're ready to take the next step towards a healthier you in a safe environment under the guidance of a personal trainer, then visit fit20usa.com. Click on Find Studio for the two Jacksonville locations. That's fit20usa.com. Special introductory memberships available now.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep, we even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. Our call-in number is 904-831-0600. This portion of the show is brought to you by Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. Done in a day, beautiful for life. Visit gtjacks.com today. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Yes, I am Tony Davis. I'm here with Sean Suarez, financial advisor for Meinrad & Leeper Wealth Management of Raymond James. And yeah, give us a call, 831-0600. Love to hear you chime in about your feelings as to what we should do. And are you scared to go to a game? I'm gonna throw that question out. If the Gators or the Jags were playing this weekend, would you feel comfortable enough to take your kids out there? And let's talk about this. It's very important to the economies. It's very important to morale. And we need a little boost right now. But before we get into that, Sean, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Have you ever had a horror story with a contractor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's more of a, I've heard, you know, we've had issues with our stuff, but also, I mean, the story you got to hear me from a couple months ago, they were trying to put in a pool. Some friends of ours were trying to put in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped $8,000. With this company, and they came out. They were all excited. They found them on the web. You know, they didn't get any referrals. They found them on the web, and you know, they really bought into the proposal and to the price. And they put down, I think it was $7,000, and they came out. And they dug a hole in their backyard, and basically never heard from them again. So the website went down. Phone numbers got changed. They did Google searches, BBBV searches for the Better Business Bureau. Couldn't find them. I mean, they were totally defrauded out of their money, $7,000. You know, now they have this giant hole in the yard. They took the trees out,
oh,
and now they're having to start from scratch. And you can't find a pool company out there that's not busy and can even come within the next few months. So they're just absolutely devastated. So, yeah, that's what came to mind. It's just
remodeling your home is an mm-hmm. intimidating process. And, you know, everybody's heard horror stories. You know, everybody listening can probably even think of one firsthand, or certainly they can think of one secondhand. And that's why it's important to know who you're doing business with.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Granite Transformations, we specialize in kitchen and bathroom remodeling. We've got a proprietary engineered stone surface. Our slabs are 4x10 foot, and they're a quarter inch thick, and it's quartz. So it's a non-porous surface, and we custom fabricate it to go right over the top of existing countertops. Yes, you heard me correctly.
Wow.
There's no intrusive demolition. We come in, we take a template of your existing countertop, we take that template back to our shop, and we do about 90-95% of the fabrication in our shop. That way, when we do come out on installation day, we're as efficient as possible. And the good thing about our product being that it is engineered stone, which, oh, by the way, engineered stone is the highest rated surface you can put in your home as rated by Consumer Reports. You don't have to seal it. You don't have to maintain it. And it's more durable, like I said, against heat staining and scratching. And that's important because we don't need more to-dos on our to-do list.
Exactly.
Seal the granite countertops does not need to happen every quarter with Granite Transformations. We have our Forever Seal, and it's a outstanding product. And we love the opportunity to earn your business out there. If you're thinking about remodeling, you know, as we've been talking about, sports is going to open up. Football season will be here before you know it. And that means entertaining. And if you have one of those kitchens right now that you're looking at and you're embarrassed to have people over, I know you're out there. You know, give us a call. We have some great offers going on. We have financing options. And we come out and we do a design consultation where we have the iPad and we bring all of our samples. It's really the showroom experience we try to bring to your home. And we do ask that we do have all decision makers there that will have a say in picking the colors, picking the faucets, you know, deciding whether or not to do it. And we take the time to make sure that you get that aspirational kitchen or bathroom that you're looking for. And you can give us a call at 904-213-7878, 904-213-7878, and book that free design consultation. So having said that, let's just jump right back into the sports. And again, I'm Tony Davis. This is the Tony D. Beats Business Show. I'm with Sean Suarez, financial advisor of Meinrod and Leaper Wealth Management. And we're talking about sports. We're talking about we need a much needed shot in the arm. And that shot in the arm right now with the state of the country is sports, and it can be sports. Certainly not just for the economies. I mean, losing an entire NCAA tournament for the month of March is devastating.
Absolutely.
All across the country, you know, mm-hmm. for the universities, for Vegas, you know, for all the towns that hosted, you know, had host sites in the first and second rounds.
Well, that, and you talk about the TPC tournament, and I just know locally how much money the TPC, the Players Championship, brings to the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida community. Mm-hmm. Those charities almost, you know, they count on that money coming in almost. Mm-hmm. And so when that didn't occur, or when there was a drop in that charitable, you know, in the monies that came through that tournament, you know, the charities were hurt. And you just multiply that out in so many cities across the country where these charities benefit. Because the PGA is one of the most charitable organizations out there. When they come to a town and when they come to a city, so much money is generated and they give back so much of it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that's missing as well. It's not just the enjoyment and the entertainment from the sport, but also the positive community impact that's also missing from that. And wouldn't all of these charities and community organizations really benefit in a time like this? Absolutely. So they're already hurting and they're missing out on some opportunities. So all in all, I think having sports come back, having the PGA come back, the NFL, mm-hmm. I think it has a greater value in not only unifying us as a country, providing mm-hmm. entertainment, optimism, but also, you know, it brings back some revenue that can then be shared and given back to the communities as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think if I've heard today that the PGA might be the first organization leading the charge to get fans. And I'm not sure if somebody knows differently, please call in, let us know, 831-0600. But they just announced today that their tournament, July 16th through the 18th, whatever tournament that may be, they are going to have fans. They're going to have 8,000 people they're going to let into the facility, which is roughly 20% of capacity.
Good.
So it's good to see. And
yeah.
I haven't heard, you know, what kind of guidelines or restrictions. It is an outdoor event, and at 20%, you know, there's tons of room to stay away from each other.
So. Well, you know, I've social distanced this entire quarantine by going to the golf course. And if there's any place that you can create distance, it's on a golf course. So I think that's a great place to start. Even if you're going to require masks, again, if it's hot outside, I don't know how healthy that is. But what a great venue to kind of to start that and to allow people to go back and see sports again.
Yeah, and we've speaking of leagues, you know, opening back up. I mean, we've heard the NASCAR started, you know, May 17th, and they really need to you know, they're vital. The fans, their fan network is vital. I'm not sure whenever that will happen for them, but at least they're running. And you know, Dana White and the UFC. You know, he wanted to get going in March and go out to Fight Island, and then
right.
that got squashed by the powers that be.
Right.
ESPN and ABC and Disney and all that conglomerate.
Oh, Dana's crying right now, though. Mr. McGregor has entered another retirement, so we'll see. I know he's the big money maker, but
yeah. He'll be back. He's retired 4 times already.
Hey, Tony, I just got something here from Fox News about 16 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And it said NASCAR is to welcome limited number of fans back to racetracks after pumping the brakes over the coronavirus.
All right. Ask and you shall receive. There we go.
That was pretty instant.
Very timely, though. Great job, man.
All right, man.
All right. But, all right. Well, good. Good for them. And NBA, they're gonna be running out of Orlando. And by the way,
July 31st.
Talking about the NBA, if anybody wants to call me right now and debate who is the GOAT, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, if you want to argue LeBron James over Michael Jordan, call me right now.
There's no debate in this.
There is no debate.
No.
Which brings me back to the NBA. Now, this is going to be a whole other tangent. Does anybody even care if the NBA starts back? I mean, I'm watching.
My son does.
I'm watching the dance, okay? I'm watching the last basketball as I remember it. Where they could actually touch people, where there was physical, there were rivalries, they played basketball. Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, you know, the Pistons, the Bad Boys, the Celtics, Dr. J.
Exactly.
Jordan before, you know, Jordan was there, you know, as far as, you know, the acrobatics.
Absolutely.
But anyways, yeah.
It does. It made me miss that NBA, and now it's, you know, it's still a good product, but wow, it's just gotten so soft as far as fouls and complaining on every call, and
yeah,
you know, just it's no longer a contact sport. Maybe that's why they're going back July 31st. But
and it seems, of course, to me that the NBA is more concerned with each player is more concerned with their brand than they're more concerned with, you know, the only throwback player I think right now is Westbrook. You know, he plays 100% every time. He goes to the rim hard, plays defense. But anyways, we could talk about that forever. But the NBA is going to be starting up. As far as Major League Baseball, I don't know what they're doing.
I don't either.
I don't know why they're doing that. I'm not on either side. I'm not on the owner's side. I'm not on the player's side. I just continually see proposal after proposal being rejected, and just the talk in the media. It's like, guys, you got to get out and play. You're going to lose fans.
Yeah,
you've already lost fans at one point with the steroid issue, and now you're jeopardizing the success of your league.
Yeah, that sport. You know, it's very crucial that they keep their fan base, right? I mean, they've got their TV contracts. They've got so many games throughout the season. So, but they've got to figure this out. They've got to figure it out quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last proposal was they were going to play 75 games. This came out yesterday. The players were going to get 75% of prorated salaries, and then they were going to share in a $200 million postseason pool. Originally, I know they were shooting for a July 4th start date, and at this point, it's probably going to have to be moved back. But here's the funny thing. I heard that they already have a 63-page safety manual for if and when they do come back. They have a manual on how to deal with safety, and I'm assuming it's COVID related.
Exactly.
Which most ball clubs don't even have full stadiums in Major League Baseball anymore. I mean, you know, aside from the Yankees and some of the more prominent ball teams, but they have a manual before they have a start date.
Right.
It's good stuff. Good stuff, Major League Baseball. And then you have the NFL, and they put out their full schedules. They're getting everybody excited. We'll see what it looks like.
Yeah. They better have the process ready, because the fans, they want to go. They want to go.
Yep. Everybody's jonesing for it. But now they've got some other issues on their hands in light of the situation, which we can talk about with Vic Fangio and, of course, Drew Brees and Colin Kaepernick and the Rooney Rule, and they've got some fixing to do.
Exactly.
But you're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. We know you guys and gals out there love sports. Chime in. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be right back.
Right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Authorities say human remains have been found at an Idaho man's home that has been searched in an investigation into the disappearance of his new wife's two children. Police in the small town of Rexburg say Chad Daybell was taken into custody on Tuesday. Daybell recently married the children's mother, Lori Vallow Daybell, and has been one of the central figures in the case that has vexed investigators for months and attracted worldwide attention. 7-year-old Joshua J.J. Vallow and 17-year-old Tylee Ryan haven't been seen since September. Police say both Chad and Lori Daybell lied to investigators about the children's whereabouts. The couple has also had faced scrutiny after the deaths of both their former spouses. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 300 points, but the NASDAQ rose 29, the S&P down 25. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. The Confederate Civil War Monument in Hemming Park was removed overnight. Today, before a protest walk with Sheriff Mike Williams and Leonard Fournette of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mayor Lenny Curry said that all the other monuments to and markers of the Confederacy in Jacksonville will also be removed. Some classes will be held in person, but will be smaller. Some classes will be held online and will be larger. There also won't be as many people living at the University of North Florida this fall. Those are the basics of plans approved yesterday by the school's Board of Trustees. Also, in common indoor areas, everyone will be required to wear masks. And as for sports, it is game on, only with fewer fans and less air travel. He was instrumental in bringing the Jaguars to Jacksonville and spearheaded the Gator Bowl for nearly three decades. But now, Rick Catlett is retiring. The Bowl's president says he has some health concerns and he'll be stepping aside when a replacement is named. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of a crash on State Road 9B southbound at US 1 Phillips Highway. Also, there's another accident on the East Beltway on I-295 northbound beyond State Road 9B. And there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound before New Kings Road. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers, high 92.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bath Planet of Jacksonville and Granite Transformation. If you'd like to talk business with Tony, our calling number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back to Season 1, Episode 2 of the Tony D. Beans Business Show. I am Tony Davis here in studio with Sean Suarez. And yes, you know, you heard us talking a little bit ago about horror stories with contractors, and Granite Transformations will be there for you when you are ready to update that kitchen. Now let's talk a little bit about bathrooms. And with Bath Planet, our other sponsor of the show, We are the wet area experts. So think about this. What does that mean? It means that shower or that that tub surround, the areas that are the most problematic areas in the home, really, because you have plumbing going on there, you have water behind the walls, you have grout, mold, mildew, and really grout is nothing more than sand. So when you ask yourself, I wonder if that water is going to get beneath that, get behind that grout. It's not a matter of if, it's when, because over time that grout's going to wear away, especially if you don't keep it sealed. And the, when that happens, you could have a lot of problems. And we've gone into homes where we have been hired to transform the wet areas of the bathroom. And when we get into opening up the plumbing wall to change the valve, there's a mess back there. We have literally had backer board behind tile just fall apart. And that's because of the water damage. And then we get into that, and next thing you know, there's black mold. With Bath Planet, we have a grout-free acrylic system that we install into the wet areas of the bathroom. So you no longer have to worry about mold, mildew, grout. You know those little silicone, those caulk beads that you have to mess around with and fight with? I mean, you go into hotels and you see caulk beads at the bottoms and in the corners of showers and wall and bases that have been just caulked over and caulked over. It's a never-ending battle. And you are sitting there listening going, yep, that's describing my master bathroom right now. So we would love the opportunity to come out. We do, with Bath Planet, give free design consultations. And much like with Granite Transformations, we do an iPad presentation, kind of walk you through what you're looking for in the bathroom. And a majority, Sean, a majority of our customers are seniors, where we're doing tub-to-shower conversions.
Makes sense.
Because as we all can attest to, we get old.
And, that's right.
And we get old, things don't work as well. And so when you have to continually step into the bathtub to take a shower, that's dangerous.
Right.
And most slip and fall, a majority, 75% of all slip and fall accidents with seniors happen in the bathroom. Why? Well, they're stepping into a tub and, oh, there's water. So we can come in, do a tub to shower conversion, take that tub out, put in a shower base, sturdy acrylic shower base, easy to clean, easy to maintain, put in a bench seat. We can actually add handheld fixtures. A lot of times what we do is you have a plumbing wall on one side. We'll put the bench on the opposite side. Okay. And then we can actually install a second valve and put the handheld on that soap dish wall, we call it, right there by the bench. The seniors, our customers rave over that. We can do grab bars, anything and everything to really make that bathing experience a much more independent experience and not something where they have to be afraid to go into.
That's right.
So, give us a call. We'd love to give a free design consultation. Again, we'd like all decision makers to be there, and we really go over all of our financing options and our discount packages that we have. And you can call us at 904-301-0881. Or you can check us out at bathplanetjax.com. But we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. So Sean is here, and Sean is a financial advisor at Meinrod and Leaper Wealth Management of Raymond James, and he is our small business spotlight. And basically what he does is he makes sure that you have money to retire for your retirement. And I am one of his clients, I'd love to just pick his brain a little bit, and let's just talk about the state of the economy, and
let's just
dive right into it. I know everybody's watches the stock market, and we're waiting for that rebound, and it appears like things are coming back. I mean, we had a good job report this past week.
Yep.
And hopefully this is a sign of things to come.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's the economy's, it's bouncing back quicker than most people thought. Like he mentioned, the jobs number, it was much better. Some people attribute it to kind of companies hiring folks back who got some PPP money, but still, it was supposed to be a 7.5 million job drop, and it was a 2.5 million job add. That's 10 million job swing.
That's huge.
So it was a lot. Yeah, that's why the market went up 1,000 points. It was just...
And the Democrats were so happy to see that.
Right, yeah. but I'll tell you what, but following the markets can make you nauseous. And a lot of times when we hit time frames like coronavirus or financial meltdown of 08-09, or even thinking back further back with the tech bubble and, you know, and 9-11, and even before that, the SNL crisis, all these different, you know, tragedies that occur where the market just melts down. You know, that's a lot of times when that fear kicks in and it drives us to make bad emotional decisions as it pertains to investments. So that's one of the reasons why you'd want to have a financial planner that's, you know, been through a lot of these turmoils, these bad markets, and can kind of walk you through helping you to make the right decision when markets are melting down. But again, the market and your investments is just one aspect of why you'd want to hire a financial planner. You know, and I know you and I have talked about this, but really there's so many aspects of preparing for, let's say, retirement, or preparing for wanting to build wealth down the road. Well, there's so many different risks that you got to take into account. And as, you know, an individual or a couple or as a family, how do you account and put together all of these different risks to make sure that what you're doing on an everyday basis is going to not only, you know, cover those risks, but help you get to those goals that you have, those dreams beyond what those risks are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the biggest one is longevity. You know, I looked it up before I came to the show. You know, the average life expectancy right now is about 78.6 years. That might get, you know, impacted this year with coronavirus. Who knows? But basically around 80 years old. And thanks to scientific development, you know, medical development, you know, we are living longer, which is a good thing, right? Well, it can also, you know, be a tough challenge for those folks who still want to retire around 65. Because you've got have enough income and assets to last you into your 80s and beyond, right? So we have to put together these plans for clients that take into account 25, 30-year retirements. And so it takes a lot of different, you know, some time. It takes effort. It takes energy. And our team of 10 folks here at Meinrad & Leeper Wealth Management, we are all, you know, long experienced and trained and experts in putting together, you know, comprehensive financial plans for clients. So that way, we build a roadmap on that takes you from where you are right now to where it is you want to go, taking into account all these different risks that are out there. And I know you and I've talked about it. We've talked about inflation. Mm-hmm. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about interest rate risk, right? I mean, have you seen interest rates this year? They went negative in the midst of March when this panic was ensuing. Treasuries were like, you know, they were almost flat, zero. Like, you're not getting any interest to borrow money. And they talked about going negative on interest rates. Other countries have actually done that.
Wow.
So interest rate risk is a big, big deal. And, you know, when you talk about longevity risk, that really encapsulates all the risk that you and I take and all my clients take. Because really, the longer you live, the more you got to worry about taxes. The longer you live, the more you got to worry about interest rates. The longer you live, you got to worry about the markets. You got to worry about, do I have enough income to pay the bills? And it's one of those things where you've got to have a planner, an expert, a partner to help put this together to be able to take in those risks into account and build an investment and income strategy that can help you reach your goals. And we haven't even talked about generational planning. Like, do you want to leave something to your kids? Do you want to leave something to the community, to your church? You got to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And coming up with a plan is only part of the strategy. You've got to then implement the plan. And then one of the toughest things to do, Tony, is keeping that plan in place when the market drops, when the world ends, when the sky is falling. That's when really our value comes to shine, is that we keep you plugged into your plan. We keep you on track. And to give you a very quick analogy, I know we're coming up on a break, but we keep you in the airplane when the turbulence starts coming in. When you want to bail out, you want to grab that parachute, you're like, you know what, I'm going to feel safer on the ground. We're like, look, just buckle your seatbelt, close that window. It's going to get nasty, okay? But we're in the pilot seat. We know where we're going. We've been through this before. It will be choppy, right? But we're going to get to that destination. If you bail out now, you abandon this plan that we've spent time and energy and money on, then it's going to take you a lot longer to get to those goals that you've laid out there. So having the plan in place, having the right partner that has the experience, the team, the expertise, and the solutions, that's key. Absolutely key.
And you're listening to Sean Suarez, financial advisor for Meinrad & Leeper Wealth Management. If you got a question for him, we're going to carry him over to the next break. Give us a call, 831-0600. And you're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and we'll be back after this.
Remember that number. Give us a call if you'd like to get in the conversation, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We'll be back because Tony D means business.
tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
You've probably heard the saying that if something isn't in writing, it doesn't exist. A corollary is that I can forget and you can forget, but a piece of paper never forgets. Putting things in writing makes them as permanent as they can be. God writes things down too. Psalm 139 says that God wrote down all the days of our lives in his book before they came to pass. The Bible also says God has a book in which are written all the names of those who are going to heaven. And we can be assured that what is written in God's book is never forgotten. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's books on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Oh. What the?
Granite Transformations can design the kitchen of your dreams that installs right over your existing countertops. No mess, just the thrill of a beautiful new kitchen, all backed by a lifetime warranty. Get the beautiful look of granite or quartz. Call today for a free consultation, 904-213-7878, or visit GraniteTransformations.com. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. Our call-in number is 904-831-0600. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Out of this world service, down to earth price. Visit BathPlanetJax.com today. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back, and I'm Tony Davis, the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, and I'm here with Sean Suarez, financial advisor for Mineron and Leaper Wealth Management of Raymond James. And I can tell you right now, prior to jumping on board with Sean, I was actually having my retirement portfolio managed by the bank that I have all my business accounts with. I just had a relationship since starting the businesses, And it kind of got to be a point where it was frustrating more than anything, because with the banking industry, a lot of their employees hop around and they go from one bank to another bank to another bank, whichever contract is, or employment contract, or whoever has the sweetest deal on the table. Because in reality, I mean, you're working for a bank, right? You're doing the same thing just with a different shirt on, I guess. Not to diminish what you bankers do out there. I'm sorry. I know you guys get to work very late in the morning and... No, kidding. Anyway, so over time, you know, and Sean and I have known each other. Our kids play soccer. We're on the board together at the Clay County Soccer Club. So I've known him for a long time. But, you know, to listen to him talk and talk about how he helps his customers, I didn't really make the decision to jump over and partner with him really until I was just so frustrated with doing business with my bank and finding every couple year, actually every year, they never reached out to me. Every year, who am I supposed to be talking to? How do I find them? What is their contact information? I finally found a contact, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, and I never got called back. And I had to chase this guy. Anyways, yada, yada, yada. Here I am. Sean, tell us about the difference between my customer service experience and what your customers can appreciate and have come to expect from you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. And unfortunately, I hear that a lot. From fellow, you know, advisors in the business and their clients. And really that's how we end up getting a lot of clients for our practice is that, you know, we have a proactive service model. And it's come from my partners and I really, you know, they've developed this process and we call it the red carpet experience. Mm-hmm. And we have a proactive process in that every 90 days we're reaching out to our clients to check in, right? And then we've also got systematic review schedules to where at least once a year, every 11 months, we're lifting up the hood. We're checking out the oil. We're checking out the tire pressure. we're checking out everything. You know, how is your life going? What updates do you have for me from your family? How's your job? Are some of your goals changed? How about the dreams that you and your wife talked to me about? You know, as far as where it is you want to retire, where you want to go, what you want to do, you know, and get a complete update. But we have a proactive service model in that we're reaching out every 90 days. Anytime there is a market hiccup, we have a commentary out there to say, look, this is what to pay attention to. This is what to ignore. Because as you know, there's so much noise out there. And then from a standpoint of education, right? So we do educational events throughout the year to where we touch on topics such as, you know, taxes, inflation, long-term care insurance, to lots of other topics that, you know, are important to our clients, Social Security, Medicare, and even protecting against fraud, because that's a huge deal in our business, is to protect our clients' investments, right? I mean, essentially, we are your fiduciary. We are here to operate in your best interest. And part of that is protecting your assets the best way we can. So it's very key that we have a proactive service model to not only keep you informed and updated, but to keep you educated, keep you happy. And then it also keeps us informed, because you want your plan and your portfolio to be in perfect alignment with what your goals are, what your situation is. And really, you've got so many pieces of your financial puzzle, and it's our job to kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together to where there's a complete picture, right? And mm-hmm. sometimes that picture changes over time. Mm-hmm. That's why we meet consistently. But if you're not currently with a partner that is, or with an advisor that's helping you put all these financial pieces together, and that they're just servicing your investments and you hope to hear from them once every couple years, you know, it's not as hard to make a change as you may think. Because you talked about you didn't make a move till you were very frustrated, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times
it's not easy. You got, you know.
Yeah, it's hard. You feel like you're severing ties with somebody. But we make the process as easy as possible. We have an onboarding process. Again, part of our red carpet experience to make sure when you come online with us, we get you signed up for online access to see your accounts. We have your plan online. You get a couple of little Raymond James, Mine Rod Leaper gifts in the mail. We make sure you understand who our team is and what their expertise is, what their experience levels are. So when you call in, you know who you're talking to, because you've got our whole team at your disposal. It's a different animal than what the rest of town is offering. And so really encourage you to check us out. It's MineRodLeaper.com, MineRodLeaper.com, MineRodLeaper.com. And again, we offer a red carpet experience for our clients that we believe is unmatched in the industry, especially here in Northeast Florida. So definitely give us a call, 904-642-3257, if you have an interest in setting up a free consultation with us, with me, Sean Suarez, or any of our team members there at Mine Rod and Leaper. We would love to hear from you. Again, it's MineRodLeaper.com is the web address, and the phone number is 904-642-3257.
Say that again.
It's 904-642-3257.
And you know, a lot of companies have their elevator pitches, but now that I'm a customer and a client of Sean's, I've been able to feel some of this firsthand. You know, getting all the paperwork done and the onboarding process was a piece of cake. It was a lot less painful because, you know, who's kidding who? Anytime you have to, especially as a business owner, anytime you think about changing an account from one aspect of an account to another aspect of an account or change your credit card process or who knows what, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of effort. And honestly, that's what I thought I was going to be into in making this change, and it wasn't. It was a piece of cake. He has a full account team that helped me out and just put me in a position to succeed. So I highly recommend Sean. Sean, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
It's been great.
We got some time left, so we can kind of really pick up where we left off. How much time do we have left, AJ?
About 4 minutes.
4 minutes. We can dive back into our conversation that we had about the NFL. You know, we kind of left off there. We talked a little bit about the sports and what are we going to see in the NFL. You know, the NFL says they're going to do it, and they're going to have full stadiums. Do you think that's going to happen?
I find it hard to believe. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. But I just, especially in New York, right?
Yeah.
Think about it, L.A., these big cities. I don't know. I mean, Florida, I think we're good. Florida's been open for business. I don't think we have an issue here in the three teams we have in Florida. But unfortunately, I think it's going to have to be everybody's ready or nobody's ready, right? I know our folks have offered to host a lot of games here in the state of Florida. Our governor's fantastic for that. But I just don't know. I mean, I'm positive that it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, and then we've got the flag issue, too. I mean, what's going to happen with the national anthem? I mean, I think it's grown to be a bigger deal now than it was even, you know, last season or the season before. So that's going to be interesting to watch for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be real interesting. I mean, the NFL is, you know, definitely they have, you know, you have the owners and you have the players. And I think last time this came around with Colin Kaepernick, they, you know, things didn't really go in the way the players wanted it to go. And as, you know, with this whole, man, that lasted a better part of a season and a half, the Colin Kaepernick thing. And ratings dropped 19% during that Colin Kaepernick situation. And I don't, you know, and Goodell's already come out in light of Drew Brees and the Drew Brees situation. And if y'all aren't unfamiliar with what happened with Drew Brees, he basically said that he was for the protests. He just didn't feel that it was acceptable to kneel and disrespect the flag.
Right.
And as a result, his teammates called him out. Pretty much the entire
sports world.
world called him out. LeBron James was quick to attack him, although he doesn't have a problem with China and what they do, but right. I digress. Right. So Drew Brees, it'll be interesting to see, because Trump was very involved with the Colin Kaepernick situation, as he is on his Twitter feed. And so now you have a situation where the commissioners basically come out and said that we were wrong. We didn't listen to our players soon enough, and you're going to see some people kneeling. You know, I think, and it will be interesting to see how the fan base of the NFL handles that. Are they going to respond the same way that they responded about 2 or 3 years ago? Whenever the Colin Kaepernick, actually, it's been longer than that. I think I heard it. He's been out of the league for four years now.
Yeah.
So
I think the temperature's changing. I think it's with what we're seeing. If what we're seeing on TV is indicative of how America's feeling, it might be a different response this go around. And even the NFL came out and said, look, we were wrong. They're taking a different tact. So it might be, you know, not as controversial as it was before. So we'll see.
I don't think it will be either.
Yeah. I just think it's, you know, I'd love to see people in the stands. I think we would all feel better. You know, we feel more unified. We'd be more optimistic, especially going into a presidential election, you know. It's a very polarizing time. It'd be nice to have some unity with sports and have that back. That would be so important.
Well, it would. And again, I think equally as important, especially in this region, is college sports. You know, I've got two sons that play college soccer. We're very interested to see, you know, how that's going to play out. I mean, from all indications, you know, both seasons will go on, and I'm sure college football is going to be back. But you got so many different, you know, divisions and conferences and opinions. It's going to be interesting to see.
But, it is. Absolutely.
It'll be fun, and we're looking forward to having it all back. And it's been a great show. We got to talk some sports, not something that you usually hear on WBOB. Sean, I appreciate you coming in.
No, this was great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and being our feature on the Small Business Spotlight. You can follow us at TD Means Biz on Twitter. Check us out on our Facebook page. Email me if you got comments, questions, whatever you want to tell me. Feel free to do so. TD Means Biz at gmail.com. And until next week.